A reading from Mark 1, verses 14 through 15. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." This is the word of the Lord. Tomorrow is the day that we celebrate God being made human. The day he came into our home to invite us to his. Often throughout his life, Jesus proclaims that the kingdom of God is at hand. And we can think of the kingdom of God as heaven, as a place that we will inhabit after the end of time. But if the kingdom only refers to his second coming, it can hardly be called near. Instead, we can see that the kingdom of God is near whenever Christ is near. When Jesus comes into an area and proclaims that the kingdom of God is near, he also means that the king has come near. The kingdom of God is anywhere Jesus is, and Jesus is anywhere his people are. This kingdom of God is your home. Not the kingdoms of this world that seek to distract you with worries or accumulation of goods or meeting expectations, but the kingdom of God. The kingdom Jesus began 2,000 years ago when he chose to come close. This is the good news. This is the heart of the Christian faith. And we can focus so much on sins and being forgiven and Jesus' death on the cross that we forget that these are simply a means to an end. The goal isn't your sins being forgiven. Your sins are forgiven so that you can draw close to God. Whenever Jesus enters a new place, he proclaims the good news of God. Repent and believe it. God has drawn close and he wants you to draw near to him. And that's what we celebrate tomorrow. God is coming close to us. He lives as one of us, dwells among us to draw close to us and draw us home to him. That will happen one day in the future in completeness and finality when the holy city of heaven descends onto the new earth where we will live. But in all the moments between this day and that, we are at home wherever we are because God is here with us. If you want to, you can come home to his kingdom. Come home to the Father who wants nothing more than to forgive your sins and embrace you. Come home to the brother who would suffer so that you don't have to. Come home with the Spirit who chooses to live each and every day with you and will never abandon you. Tomorrow is the day that we celebrate a monumental step in our relationship with God. The day when Jesus became human. The question for you then is this: how will you choose to respond? You can avail yourself of his comfort and power and peace and company whenever you wish. Since you are forgiven, the only thing required for you to spend time with God is for you to just spend time with him. And tomorrow is going to be busy. There will be meals and company and presents and play and hopefully a nap, but in all that busyness, don't miss the reality of the good news. That not only did the God of the universe condescend to become human, but that each and every day of your life, he is still with you. All you have to do is reach out to him. In all that will happen tomorrow, do not miss the opportunity to spend time with your Lord. As you light the final candle, the Christ candle, remain once again in the presence of God, knowing full well that his Spirit lives in you, that Jesus is near, and that the Father wants nothing more than your company and friendship. Take a moment to light all 5 candles. And let these flames remind you of his presence with you today. Would you pray with me? Lord, you are here even when we don't see you. In all that happens tomorrow, do not let us forget the gift that your presence is in our lives. Now spend a few moments with God, praising him for drawing near to us.